Okay. Sorry. Who knew hydrating would make you have to pee so much? Thanks for pausing again. Darling? Lovely. My love? Oh, you really are asleep already. Look at you all curled up in the blankets. So cute. You really do look like an angel when you sleep. So glad one of us was blessed with pretty privileges. I know you're passed out and can't hear me right now. Unless you're trying to pull a fast one on me. But sometimes I look at you and I can't understand how someone before me didn't love and treasure you. Like, I can't understand how someone could look at the absolute breathtaking soul that is yours and treat it so terribly. You were in such a low state when I met you, yet even then, I could tell you truly didn't want to give up. There were moments when I saw the real you. Under all of the shame and pain, a faint glimmer and sparkle that said you still had more of a fight left. All you needed was patience. Despite everything, you gave me a chance, and I'm so thankful for that. I knew I could show you real, pure and true, honest, genuine love. I so desperately wanted to rewrite all your misconceptions about love and the kind of love you deserved. And help you unlearn these unhealthy responses. But again, I needed to be patient. I said to you over and over, it's gonna be okay, sweetheart. You may not see it right now. I know things may feel like they're back to square one, but please trust me when I say this. You will be okay. I promise. I hope you know how proud I am of you. To have seen you struggle through everything and still come out on the other side stronger. You're absolutely incredible. And it makes me even more excited to go through different seasons of life with you. I'm so ready to grow old with you and live life hand in hand always by each other's sides. One of my favorite things is spending my mornings with you. I love waking up next to you and your messy hair. And when you realize I'm awake, you turn around and greet me with the biggest radiant smile that could be seen for literal miles and miles. You always give my nose three little kisses before doing that adorable little infant-like stretch. You're always in such a cuddly mood when you wake up. Didn't realize I had such a cuddle bug on my hands. I'm especially excited to wake up with you when we go to Boston. It's cute you still have no idea where we're going away next weekend, but that's where we're going. Since we first met, you've stated countless times how much you wanted to go to Boston and walk around and explore downtown and go to all the little shops and stuff, so I'm super excited to make that dream a reality for you. I can't wait to watch your eyes light up when we get close enough and you finally notice where we are. I never thought it was possible to be so happy for someone else's happiness, but every time you smile and giggle, I just feel like a kid in a candy store. You're such a bright, bubbly burst of energy. Just the energy I needed in my life. I always feel so safe to express myself with you. And, like, I don't have to hide any part of me because you accept me for who I am. You like that I'm loud and curious and spontaneous. You never make me feel like I'm too much, and I hope I do the same for you. You have such a big, beautiful heart. I'm so glad that you're mine. Anyway, I'll stop yapping and give you your little forehead kiss so you can have sweet dreams. Sleep tight. I adore you so much, sweetness.